Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Fatima. That was very interesting. Is this the Friday afternoon? Have a go at that all one in the chair time. Look, can we please try and make some space for the people who still need to speak? We've had a very interesting panel, starting with Bianca, who raised good challenging questions about who's here in positions of prominence and why, and also raised the question about whether there's any intention in this institution of implementing any of the conclusions. And these are questions perhaps we should come back to later in the afternoon. Gulsa and Muge continued with interesting questions about who is defining identities and why, and how they are being defined, and the work that they are doing to redefine and replace things in a very different situation so that realities are not raised. And then I think Fatima and her very interesting narrative of how the traditions of culture have been continued has been a very useful start to the session. I'm about to now begin to go through what has become a rather expanded list of people who wish to speak. And I'm going to try to bear in mind as I go the proposition that we made that people and organisations who had spoken already on issues that they'd spoken already about maybe would not get prominence. So I'm going to start with the Information Group on Crimes Against the Person, to be followed by Solidarity Internationale Santologista Humanitaire. Is the Information Group on Crimes Against the Person in the room, IGCP? No. Okay. What about Solidarity Internationale Santologista Humanitaire?